opening the regular session, please. Roll call, please, ma'am.
Chairman Highlander.
Here.
Vice Chairman Jones.
Here.
Mr. Galloway.
Here.
Ms. Lennon.
Here.
Dr. Martin.
Here.
Mrs. Robinson.
Here.
Mr. Testerman.
Here.
Mrs. Thurman.
Here.
Mr. Wingate.
Here.
Mr. Anderson. Interim Superintendent Kelly.
Here.
Thank you, ma'am. I would also like to read, if you look at the agenda before we have the approval, we have some added items for board matters, so I'd like to read those. Roman numeral 6, board matters information item from Christy Jordan, donation acceptance, Commissioner Fields, $150,000 of bond fund monies for Red Bank High School track. B, grant application request, Christy Jordan, two requests. C, discussion or approval, Coleman Liu and Associates contract from Attorney Bennett. Cooperative use agreement, Town of Lookout Mountain and Board of Education, Attorney Bennett. Approval of Attorney Bennett to explore the transfer of sports facilities and land from East Ridge High School to the City of East Ridge. Renaming exceptional ed room at West 40th Street Building, Joe Galloway, David Testerman. Retreat date and facilitator. And lastly, our recognition and resignation of Dr. Greg Martin. Do I hear a motion that the agenda be approved?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any items that need to be pulled? Ms. Thurman,
We have to approve it first.
Okay, that's right. We need the approval. I'm sorry. But roll call vote for that.
Mr. Galloway.
Yes.
Mrs. Jones.
Yes.
Mrs. Lennon.
Yes.
Dr. Martin.
Yes.
Mrs. Robinson.
Yes.
Mr. Testerman.
Yes.
Mrs. Thurman.
Yes.
Mr. Wingate.
Yes.
Chairman Highlander.
Yes. Now, do we have any items that need to be considered? Sorry. Pledge the flag. Excuse me, who do we have tonight, Ms. Ford?
I'm sorry, it's Debbie. It's on your sheet there. Debbie Smith from Center for Creative Arts.
Okay, Ms. Smith, would you come, please?
Thank you. If everyone would stand for the pledge, we're going to begin with that. Please salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Dr. Kelly, members of the board, friends and colleagues, tonight the message that I bring to everyone has to do with setting goals and dreaming big. At some point in each of our lives, we've had to take time to dream. Possibly dream about what we wanted to do when we grow up, where we wanted to go to college, whether or not we wanted to be an actor, an actress, a singer, or a performer. The lines that I would like to share come from a piece that is very near and dear to my heart. It's sung with pride and admiration by students who are dreamers. Here's to the dreamers that help us see beyond the blindness to what can be. Imagination to see beyond the wall. Here's to the dreamers, we need them all. Every step by man that changed the world, a dreamer led the way with strong vision and a firm belief of brighter, better days. Though they worked and planned and sometimes failed, the vision still came true. And when the scoffers cast their stones, the dreamers led us through. Here's to the dreamers who've come before, unlocked the future and opened the door. Imagination to see how life could be. Here's to the dreamers, they hold the key. Yes, there are dreamers who live with us today. Here's to the dreamers, our future dreamers. We are the dreamers who lead beyond today. will show the world a brand new way. I think these words speak loudly about all the students that teachers touch each day in their classrooms. And to everyone here tonight that supports our mission to educate all students of Hamilton County, the words were written by a teacher, Mr. Alan Ledford, and it's our school song, so it was written for students, yet it speaks to any student. I'm thankful that we work in a system that provides options and choices for our students and to the many who work tirelessly to support our students to reach their dreams. Thank you.
We'll come now, representing HCEA.
Good evening, Mr. Liner. Thank you for your interest in addressing the Hamilton County Board of Education. During your presentation, please address the board as a whole and not individual board members or administrators. Also, do not present complaints or concerns you have about an individual employee of the school system. If you wish to voice those complaints and concerns, you should contact the central office and ask for a meeting with the superintendent. If you are criticizing an individual employee, I will interrupt you and ask you to refrain. If you continue to criticize individual employees, or if your remarks are in error or are becoming repetitive, I may interrupt you and ask you to sit down. Please limit your remarks to 5 minutes. I will tell you when you have 1 minute left. You may begin when you're ready.
Chairman Highlander, School Board members, Superintendent Kelly, thank you for the opportunity to speak on behalf of teachers, all teachers in Hamilton County. For 95 years, during the third week in November, America has celebrated. However, I must say there's not been a great deal of celebration going on in Hamilton County, so we hope to use the end of the week for the celebration. So you might ask, what are we celebrating? We're celebrating American Education Week. So throughout the nation, each day this week has been a day of celebration for educators in every school system in the district. In Hamilton County, we have a great deal to celebrate. And unfortunately, the blaring headlines often are not celebratory, but they offer a different tone. But we have a great deal to celebrate, not just during American Education Week, but every day. A great deal of accomplishment, a great deal of achievement, and very effective teaching and learning that is occurring in classrooms across the district. So I say, let's celebrate. Let's just stop this meeting and have a celebration. All right, so if you're on board, let's start the celebration. Let me also say that this is a moment to say hooray. Hooray for teachers. And hooray for our 3,000 plus teachers that report to school every day to teach and to inspire and to be role models for our students, and to provide the higher order thinking skills that enable students to achieve their dreams, to think critically and analytically. We often do not pay tribute. In fact, too often we do not pay tribute to these teachers who are doing yeoman's work with the children of Hamilton County. And I'm truly appreciative of the work that our Hamilton County teachers are doing on behalf of our 42,000 plus students every day. And the day does not begin, for those of us who are teachers, we know that the day doesn't begin at 7:15 or at 8:15 or 9 o'clock. The day begins much earlier for a teacher, sometimes as early as 4:30, 5 o'clock. And the day, unfortunately, for a teacher doesn't end until the teacher is so exhausted it's time to go to sleep. And that may be midnight, that may be 1 a.m., especially for teachers who are sitting up to grade essays so that they can report back in a prompt manner to their students. So the teacher's work is commendable, and it's worth celebrating. I would not be who I am as a citizen of this country or as an individual had it not been for my teachers. I can recount very specific lessons that I've learned from my teachers over the years, and to them I pay tribute. This morning, over 3,000 teachers reported to classrooms across the district. They were armed with carefully crafted lesson plans and also with a big to-do list, because before those lesson plans can be facilitated, there are always things to do. You know, it could be finessing the lesson plan, it could be making copies, it could be creating a handout, or it could be just determining a different strategy for teaching a lesson around mathematics. There are all kinds of things that teachers must do before they can begin actually facilitating their carefully crafted lesson plans. But teachers do this because they are driven. They're also called. They're driven by a passion for learning. They're driven also because they love their students. There's a genuine bond that's developed between teachers and students in a classroom where effective learning is taking place. And teachers are also driven by an understanding that they have an indelible impact on their students' lives, an impact that will forever impact the lives and the success and the prosperity of their students. This calling that I'm referring to is genuine. It's not tangible. It's very difficult to understand. For instance, I knew early on that I would be a teacher, very early that I would be a teacher. Can I identify that? No. But the calling is all about inspiration. It's all about encouraging students and giving students opportunities to think critically and analytically. Not a single individual in this room cannot say that he or she has not been impacted by a teacher. Teachers are our greatest resource in educating our children. In Hamilton County, we have 78 buildings where effective teaching and learning are occurring every single day. It's very important that we do the homework assignment that I'm going to give you. The homework assignment for our board members and for our audience members is to reach out to a teacher and simply say thank you. Thank you. I have 1 minute left. And I would be remiss if I were not to say, as Mr. Gallo would know, every team has those various people that do grunt work. And the team cannot be successful without the grunt work. So we must also remember that during American Education Week, we also thank our secretaries, our attendance clerks, our registrars, our assistants who aid our special education students, our custodians, our cafeteria works. So this is a week to say thank you. It's a week to celebrate education. And it's a week for, may I suggest, a positive headline in the newspaper, celebrating education. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Liner. We need approval for the minutes for the July 21st and August 18th regular sessions.
I so move to approve.
I second.
Vote, please.
Mr. Galloway?
Yes.
Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Mrs. Lennon?
Yes.
Dr. Martin?
Yes.
Mrs. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Testerman?
Yes.
Mrs. Thurman?
Yes.
Mr. Wingate?
Yes.
Chairman Highlander?
Yes. Thank you. We need approval for the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
So move to approve.
Second.
Okay.
Mr. Galloway?
Yes.
Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Just a moment. I believe that we had some questions about that before we get to the roll call.
Yeah. Do we need, Mrs. Thurman?
Yes, I would like to pull something, please. I'd like to pull 4B1, just the field trips in general. I have a few questions about some of these field trips. And it would be 4C1D, bids and contracts, the Stellar contract, please.
And I'd like to pull, I don't really want to pull, I just want to ask a brief question. Do I have to pull it to ask a question?
I don't think so. Go ahead.
I just wanted some clarification on the self-funded photography totaling $400,000. It's a 4C, what's under the self-funded? 4C, 4A, federal and self-funded. I'm just curious what $400,000 of photography is. if somebody can speak to that. I don't necessarily need to pull it. I'm just curious as to what it is.
Dr. McDade.
Thank you, Dr. Highlander. Dr. Martin, that is it is self-funded, and some of those fees do flow back into the school. We have a contract with Life Touch. I'm not over this, but I'm just trying to answer since Christy's not here. They are our school photography people. They're the only ones we allow to make photographs, and funds flow back into the school when children buy pictures like their fall, spring pictures, class pictures, and things like that.
So basically that $400,000 is what is being generated in revenue for that, for the sale of that, and it's coming back into the school system.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I mean, all of it does not come back, does it?
Just it's divided among the schools.
Right, correct. Okay, thank you. With those items pulled, when we now vote, does anyone else have an item to pull? Okay, minus those items, and go ahead and vote.
Mr. Galloway?
Yes.
Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Mrs. Lennon?
Yes.
Dr. Martin?
Yes.
Mrs. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Testerman?
Yes.
Mrs. Thurman?
Yes.
Mr. Wingate?
Yes.
Chairman Highlander?
Yes. Now, Ms. Thurman?
Yes, first of all, Scott, I want to ask a question because I know you represent so many school districts. Do we take the field
B1.
Trips? I'm sorry. That would be field trips.
4B1.
Yeah, 4B1. Do we take more field trips than any other school district that you represent? It just seems like we just had to do a phenomenal amount of field
trips. Well, it's not a fair question because you've got 78 schools, and okay. So I can't really compare in raw numbers. But,
okay.
But you do take a lot of field trips.
Okay. Well, on some of the field trip forms, I pull some of these, and some of this stuff does not make sense. And since we are currently experiencing some of the things we are on this board with field trips, I thought it might be a good time to look over these. One question I do have about field trips. I received a couple of phone calls about when special ed students, and I see Margaret Abernathy here, special ed students go on field trips. Do we have to provide nurses to go on these field trips, even overnight trips? And if we do, who pays for that? Because I know some of our students have nurses.
As she comes up, I'll give you the short answer. If there is a child who has any kind of health plan, whether it's special ed or 504,
right. Okay.
And if someone is necessary to enable that child to participate, then it's the responsibility of the board to remove a barrier that otherwise prevents that child
okay.
from participating.
Well, I know that it can get to be quite costly if it's overnight, because I'm sure we have to pay these people by the hour, I suppose. And I just wonder where that money came from.
Yeah, for classified employees, we pay them overtime. They are, Stacy, correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, we pay them overtime over 7 hours. They have 7 hours in a 24-hour period where they don't have to be paid.
Right. Okay. But that money just comes out of our general fund, I suppose?
Comes out of health
It depends on what the
services.
Service is.
Health
Somebody
services.
Comes out of my budget.
Oh, okay.
But
I didn't know it came out of your budget, the health service. Well, I'd never thought about health services.
If it's medical, it would come out of the nursing budget, the medical budget. But
okay.
I review these field trips with a fine-tooth comb before
okay.
I approve them. So.
Okay. All right, I was just curious. It just came to my attention. I was asked about that, and I didn't know the answer. But one of the – thank you, Margaret.
Thank you.
Let's go to the one for Brown Middle School to Washington, D.C. It says the group in grade going 8th grade, possibly 7th. Do they not know whether it's the 8th grade or the 7th? Also, there's 40 students going, 4 chaperones. Okay. Also, there's a person over here on this as being one of the chaperones that I don't even know is still in the school system at this point, as one of the chaperones. So he's not with the school system, but he's to be announced. Do we know who to be announced is? Or I mean,
yeah. Ms. Thurman, I responded that they. That's why it's a slash. They're interim principal. So if this trip is to take place, the interim principal would be. Attending that trip.
Okay, whoever the interim principal is,
David Carpenter, yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Now, on another one, I have to question this overnight trip in elementary school, CSLA, the Biltmore House, the fifth grade. First of all, the charter bus thing, $2,000 kind of caught my eye for that. But I just question overnight trips for elementary students. Like I said, I think that just opens up the board for, and really I'm not, I know I'm not making any friends here. I'm not here to make friends. But I'm here to question this. Our job is to protect this school.